marriage. Romans 7:1, the Bible says, "Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is not an adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God." Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I know in chapter number 6, Father, you said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Father, we come into chapter number 7, and you're talking about marriage. Lord, I know how important marriage is to you tonight. And Lord, I pray as I break this bread tonight, Father, I pray for the ones that are married in here tonight. I pray for the ones that are not married. Lord God, I pray that we take marriage so seriously tonight. Father God, we take it so serious because you take it serious, Father. Father God, marriage tonight is instituted and it's organized and it's set forth by you and you alone. Father, I pray tonight that you guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Lord, I pray for the prayer request that is mentioned tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that you would touch them in a mighty way. Lord, I want to say thank you for allowing me one more time to stand behind your sacred desk and break bread tonight. Father, I pray tonight, Father, for the ones that may be lost tonight, that may be in this crowd or may be listening by internet tonight, Father, I'd pray you touch them. Lord God, I'd pray you touch their ears, touch their hearts. Lord God, touch their minds tonight. Father, this word that we speak tonight, how important it is to hold on to our marriage. Father, I realize tonight that I'm in over my head. I've never been down this road before in chapter number 7, and I pray tonight that you guard my heart in a mighty way. We ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. We've been in Romans and we've been coming down and then we got off and then God's led me back to Romans chapter number 7 and beginning in verse number 1. Tonight, if I could give you anything tonight, is hold on to your marriage. Hold on to your marriage. Marriage is very important tonight. Can I say to you tonight, marriage, if you're married tonight, that is one of the most important things in your life. You said, "Preacher, does marriage trump my kids?" You bet it does, because there's going to be a day that them kids, they're going to leave and they're going to cleave unto somebody else, and the only body that's going to be left will be you and your mate. Friends, tonight, marriage is very important. I'd say tonight, for a man, his best friend, or to be his wife, tonight, I'd say tonight, for a wife, her best friend, or to be her husband tonight, according to the word of God tonight, hey, we should have a close bond tonight. Can I get an amen? That's true. Hold on to your marriage. God has made it very clear in the Bible the seriousness of marriage and why we should hold on to our marriages. There are a lot that comes against marriages, and it's easier to get out of that marriage than to hold on to your marriage. But tonight, I want to look at three reasons why tonight that you must hold on to your marriage because it is worth holding on to. And three reasons tonight that you made to God tonight and you made to Him when you got married, and you need to hold on to them in your life. Number one tonight, as we look into the book, he says, because number one reason we must hold on to our marriage tonight is because you and I made an oath to God. You and I made an oath to God. That's number one tonight. We made an oath to God when we got married to our spouse and we said, "Till death do us part." We made that oath not only to our spouse, but we made that oath to God and God alone when we made that oath. And tonight I want you to get this. He said, for better or worse, for richer or poor, and for sickness and in health tonight, hey, as long as it's rich, it's going good. Hey, as long as they're healthy, it's going good. As long as they're not poor, it's going good. But I'd say to you tonight, hey, that ain't all that marriage is tonight. When you made that oath tonight, you said, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, it didn't matter. You said, I'm going to love that individual tonight. Tonight, as we look into the text, because you and I have made an oath to God, if you'll look with me tonight, what he says, know ye not in verse number one, brethren, he said, I want you to know tonight the law that has held you together tonight, what has bound you together tonight. You said, preacher, tonight, I'm not holding on to my marriage. God's got it in his hands. If that's the case tonight, I want you to know you're going to be in a bad shape tonight. Hey, I believe you should put your marriage in God's hands tonight, but there's going to be some things in your life that, hey, you're going to have to work out on your own tonight. Hey, God's give us common sense, and he's give us the will to keep on keeping on. And tonight, I want you to know, if you're not happy with your spouse, you stay with them till you get happy. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, there's a time in your life you was happy with them. Hey, there was a time in your life you did love them. Hey, there was a time in their life they did look good. Can I get a witness? There's a time in their life that you had a relationship with them. And tonight, as we study that oath that we make to God and God alone, he says this in verse number 1, know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man, as long as he liveth. As long as you live, you made this oath to God. Until what does us part? Until death does us part. Friends, tonight, when you made that oath to God and you stood before a God and you stood before a minister and you stood before people and you took that oath and you said, until death do us part, you know how serious that oath is tonight. When we make that oath with our spouse tonight, I tell my daughter all the time, hey, don't you date somebody you wouldn't marry. Hey, friends, tonight, I want you to know, if you don't like them the way they are now, they won't change when you get married. You ain't going to change them when you get married. And when you make that oath to them, you know what you got to do? You're going to have to stick with them. Can I get a witness this afternoon? He says this, though, until death do us part. It's serious of the oath. That oath that we make is very serious. Turn with me to Genesis chapter number 2 in verse number 24. Paul here, he's talking about holding on to your marriage. Genesis chapter number 2 in verse number 24 tonight, the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 2, in verse number 24, we see what the Bible says tonight in Genesis. Marriage was before the beginning. It was here at the beginning, and it'll always be. There'll be men and women. They'll be marrying one another, and we must stay with the oath that we have made before God. Look what he says tonight in Genesis chapter number 2, in verse number 24. The Bible says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and they shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Tonight, when we get to that place in our life, and we come and we become that one flesh tonight, he said that he shall leave unto his and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. You know what that cleave is tonight? That means that they're glued together and they're stuck together. Friends, tonight, he didn't say put tape on your marriage. He didn't say put duct tape on your marriage. He said tonight that we cleave and we become as one flesh. He said tonight that we're glued together and we're stuck together. Hey, but there's a problem tonight with the oath that we have, and there's one thing that happens in our life. He said, let no man put asunder. And you know what happens? Satan, he creeps into a marriage and he creeps into that oath and he starts chicking away just a little bit, a little chip here and a little chip there. And it ain't long that thing, if you're not careful, that oath that you made, you'll forget all about it. Turn with me tonight to Mark chapter number 10. In verse number 9, I want to show you this in the written word of God tonight. Mark chapter number 10, in verse number 9 tonight. He says, because you and I have made an oath to God, we must hold on to our marriages tonight. Look what he says tonight in Mark chapter number 10, in verse number 9 tonight. We're talking about an oath that we've made, an oath that we made to God. And we said, Lord God, thank you for giving us this mate. Look what he says tonight in Mark chapter number 10, in verse number 9, the Bible says, what therefore, oh man, oh what therefore God had joined together. Hey, right there it is, that oath that we made, God joined that marriage together. I'd say in mine and Brandy's life tonight, there's not always been ups. There's been a lot of lows in our marriage tonight. But I do know this tonight, when I didn't work hard at it, she worked even harder. And I thank God for a wife that worked hard when I wouldn't work hard. But I see in the text tonight, he says this in verse number 9, what therefore God had joined together. Look at this tonight, let no man put asunder. Friends, us tonight, if he warns us about not letting no man put us under, there is somebody against your marriage tonight, and that is Satan. I want you to know tonight, he wants to destroy the home. He wants to destroy the marriage. If he can destroy the marriage, he's won half of the battle tonight. There's so many marriages in this church. There's so many marriages in the United States of America each and every day that are getting divorces. Friends, tonight, we must not go to the route of the divorce. We must go to the route of reconciling and getting back together and letting God work things out tonight. You said, preacher, you don't know what it is to live in a bad place tonight. You don't know what it is to live in that state tonight. I just know what the Bible says tonight. He says in the Word of God tonight, you've made an oath and I've made an oath tonight, and we must stick to that oath that we have made tonight. He says, what therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He said, let no man put asunder. Turn with me tonight to Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. I want to show you in verse number 4 tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5 in verse number 4 tonight. We're talking about the oath that has been made tonight. The oath that we made to God tonight and we made to our spouse tonight. He says tonight in Ecclesiastes chapter number 5 in verse, if you will with me tonight, verse number 25 tonight. We're going to, let me look back up. Ephesians, Ecclesiastes 5, chapter number 2. Ecclesiastes 5, 2. He says this, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. Ecclesiastes 5, 2. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of businesses, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. He says tonight that that marriage tonight is God's design tonight. He says tonight when we make that vow before God tonight and before our spouse tonight, we must keep that oath that he has made in our life. I know tonight that there's circumstances all the way, and there's people all over this room tonight. They could stand and say they was in an abusive relationship. They was in all kind of things, and I don't understand that tonight. Let me back up. I don't understand that tonight. But I understand where they're coming from tonight and what they're telling me tonight. And I understand tonight that there's areas in our life that divorce may need to come tonight. I understand that. I do hear that from people tonight. But I want you to know tonight, when it ain't going right, just because it ain't going right, we don't need to get a divorce. Amen? Just because it ain't lining up the way we should. Just because I'm not impressed with them no more. Hey, we must stick it out. We must stick out with what God and the oath that we have made to God. But here's the next second thing tonight. Number one, because you and I have made an oath. But number two is because you and I have an obligation to God. We have an obligation to God when we made that oath. Look what the Bible says. Hey, I'm just reading it. I didn't write it. I just read it. What he says in verse number two, and we're talking about this obligation. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law. He said that oath that we made, we have an obligation, and we're bound by that law. When you're married, not only are you married by the law. By the law of the land marries you and puts you into a union, into a marriage state. And tonight, you know what binds that together? What binds that together is the law of the land. It binds us together. It binds us right where we need to be with God, and we say we want to spend the rest of our life with that individual. But what he says tonight, because you and I have an obligation to God. The husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. Let me give you this tonight. Because you and I have an obligation to God, we must be faithful to our marriages tonight. We must be faithful to our marriages tonight. You say, what are you talking about tonight? We must be faithful to our spouses tonight. Look with me in Ephesians 5:25 tonight. We must be faithful to our marriages tonight. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 25 tonight. Being faithful to our marriages or to our spouse tonight. When you take an oath and you take an obligation, it's going to take faithfulness to uphold that oath that we have taken. And he says tonight to be faithful to our marriages in Ephesians 5:25. The word of the Bible says, husbands, love your wives. That's the oath we took as a husband, to love our wives. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Not only should we be faithful to our marriages, but we should fight for our marriages tonight. Folks, listen to me tonight. If there's one thing Satan wants to destroy, that's the home. He wants to destroy the marriage. He wants to destroy the home. He wants to destroy everything that you got going on tonight. You know what church is made up of tonight? When you go into a building, it's made up. It's made up of families. It's made up of families when you walk in this place tonight. If he can destroy the family, guess what else he's going to destroy on down the road? He'll destroy the church. If he can get a family and get a family at all, get a family at a dispute, it won't be long. It'll be a split mess, and it won't work right. Let me give you this tonight. We must be faithful to our marriages. We must fight for our marriages. Marriages would be glorious. They'd be godly, and they'd be good to look at if we'd fight for the marriages, if we'd fight for them. But here's where the rubber meets the road. It's one thing to be faithful, and it's one thing to fight for our marriages. But we must not forget, listen to me tonight, we must not forget who's in our marriages. Most marriages have kids. As I read that tonight, it said he's bound by that law. Most marriages have kids. And tonight, if we'll turn with me to Colossians, right up, just stay right where you're at and come on through Philippians over to Colossians. Chapter number 3 tonight, and verse, we'll begin reading in 18. I want to show you this tonight. We must not forget our marriages tonight. And who's in our marriages tonight? Colossians 3:18, the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit. As it is fit in the Lord. We've got a wife that's in a marriage. Not two wives. Not two men. There's a wife. There's one. Wife, submit yourself unto your husbands as it's fit unto the Lord. And then we have a husband that's in that marriage. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Well, Paul told them at Colossae, he said, hey, husbands, I know you can get bitter at your wife, but don't get that way. But I see the third thing that's in there. Look here. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. I'm going to share this with you tonight, that oath that we have, that obligation that we have to God. Married, let me give you this. Divorce, here's what divorce does. Divorce hurts children. Hurts children. I've never been divorced. We grew up in a divorced home. I live with my two sisters in that home, and I'll never forget when my sister would have to go to her daddy's. At a young age, I want to know, why is she going? Is this not daddy? It's confusion. It's confusion. It's confusion in the home. Divorce hurts children. Divorce hurts church. You let a spouse get a divorce in here, and one of them can't come. One of them's not going to come no more, evidently. May not come. Could not come. I've been battling on Romans 7, and I skipped around all, man, for about a month now. I didn't want to go to Romans 7. But I started Romans 1 and didn't read all the way through, and I forgot this was in Romans 7. Y'all get what I'm talking about tonight. I love everybody in this room, and I know tonight we got divorced couples that's remarried, and they're excellent, excellent people, excellent Christians, some of the most amazing men and women of God. Some of the most amazing. And when I got to Romans 7, them people popped in my mind. And I said, Lord God, how do I handle this where I talk to these people and show them the love and the compassion, but I also tell my young folks, hey, when you get married, that's for life. Be careful who you marry. Be careful who you marry, because it's supposed to be according to the Word of God for life. I said, Lord God, why would you put that right after Romans 6? Because he said even when it don't work out, there's still grace. You don't
have to stay down. There is an up, amen? A lot of times that oath and that obligation that's been broken, you didn't have a choice in it. It was the other one that took that, didn't take that oath serious, didn't take that obligation serious. I said, Lord God, why this? Why this now? He said, you go tell that church that divorce, it hurts the children. Somebody here tonight, I don't know, somebody may be listening that's thinking and contemplating divorce. I don't know. It hurts the children. It hurts the church. I promise you it does. It'll hurt the church. But I'll tell you something else that hurts. It hurts your family. It affects everyone. Tonight you can take divorce, sweep it on the rug, and not think it's no big deal, but it affects somebody every time. Tonight our young folks need to know this tonight. Be careful when you make an oath. Be careful when you make an obligation. Because tonight, what we do before God is forever. Folks, tonight, this is no more of a picture than our salvation before God. When you got saved, what'd you do? You made an oath. You made an oath. Now you have an obligation to what? To fulfill that oath. You let a man of God or a woman of God get out of the will of God, it won't be long, their marriage will be over with. I tell you that tonight. Because Satan's going to sift one thing tonight, and that'll be your marriage. He'll sift that thing. It won't sift no more. You'll start confining in people you shouldn't confide in. Women will start confining in men at work, and that ain't the way it's supposed to be. Men will start confining in women, and that ain't the way it's supposed to be. Me and her, and I tell these young couples all the time, I'm talking about an oath and obligation. Sister Cagle, you know what I'm talking about tonight. I tell these young folks all the time. At night, when we go to bed, we may go to bed mad. But my back's touching her back when we go to bed. But there's something we do every morning at 5:30. We break bread together every morning. Listen to me. Tonight, if you're married, you say, preacher, it could go either way right now. I don't know what's going on. There's something ain't right. We break bread together every morning at 5:30. I don't want to break bread at 5:30. I'd rather still be sleeping like her going to work. But if I've had a squabble that evening with her or that night, that next morning, what's going to bring us back together? The bread, the word of God. We know at 5:30 that every morning we made an oath to God that Brother Les Carr, we're going to read that word. We're going to study that word together. It may be but 5 seconds. And I may be asleep drooling in my coffee. But we're sitting hand to hand one another. We have to reconcile that morning. We can't leave that house the way we used to leave it because the word of God. Tonight, not only have we made an oath, tonight have we not only made an obligation in our Christian life, but tonight I want you to get this. We must overcome and obey the word of God. If we don't tonight, it's going to destroy what God's trying to do. You know, he instituted marriage before he ever did the church. He put Adam and Eve together before he ever said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. That's how important marriage is. And tonight, I don't know why he penned this in Romans 7, but for me to ever get to Romans 8, I had to come through Romans 7. But I want to show you this last thing, that we must overcome and we must obey the word of God. Man, tonight, when we overcome and we obey the word of God, he'll show out in our life. Let me give you this tonight. As we go on through this text tonight, he says tonight, not only that, but let me give you this tonight. Because you and I must overcome and obey God if we're going to hold on to our marriages tonight. Let me give you this tonight. I just want you to sit back and listen to this. People are divorcing daily. Leaving. Done. The average age of a man to get a divorce is 30 years old. The average age of a woman to get a divorce is 28 years of age. The average length of a marriage in the world we live in right now is 8.2 years. First time you got married, first marriages that end in divorce mind-blowing. 50%. 2021, 50%. You line 100 people up and let them get married. You line 100 couples up and let them get married. 50 of them. 50% won't make it. It's serious. The average cost of a divorce in the United States of America, if kids are involved, $12,900 is the average. Kind of sounds like the church. 50% will leave. Costs a lot to hang on to your marriage, but it's worth it. There have always been an attack on marriages and always will be. So hold on to your marriage. You say, preacher, how am I going to hold on to it? Let me give you this tonight. In Ephesians chapter number 5, I'm going to read this to you tonight. We done been there, but I want to go back. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 25. I want to read this down through here. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but he nourisheth and cherisheth, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Tonight it's quiet in here, but we had to go to Romans 7. Tonight, if you're married, I don't care if you've been married one time or 100 times. You hold on to your marriage. You hold on to your marriage. It's worth it to hold on. I want to read, this is just me to you tonight. I want to read what I wrote down here. Me to you. Sitting in my study. I want to say this in closing. If you have been divorced and remarried, stay with the person you married. Some of the finest Christians I know are divorced and remarried. Instead of letting divorce defeat them, they got back up and are doing a great work for our Lord and Savior. Remember this tonight. Hold on to your marriage tonight. When you don't think somebody wants that spouse you're with, somebody will take them. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I'm going to hold on to what God's given me. Amen? Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I love you. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for Romans 7. Lord, I thank you that marriage, Father God, tonight is in the Bible. Lord, I thank you that it started in Genesis, and it'll go all the way through Revelation. Lord God, the Bible says tonight, Father, the Bible says tonight, there's going to come a day. And Father God, I believe that day's coming so close that you're going to come get your bride. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, for everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. I pray for the oath and the obligation that we made in our life to you. And I pray tonight that we overcome what's going on in our life because we obey the word of yours. I pray tonight, Father God, for the married couples in this church tonight. Lord, I lift them up to you tonight in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight that, Father God, you put nothing but blessings. I pray tonight you saturate them tonight. I pray you give them what they need tonight. Lord God, I pray tonight for the children that are living in these homes. Lord, I ask you tonight to be with them. Father, I pray tonight for the young kids that's not married yet. I pray tonight, Father God, that when they choose that maiden, and I pray it's one that you've put right in their place, right in their face, that they know that it's a mate for them, Father. Lord, I pray for the young couples that's already married, Lord God. I pray tonight that you bless them and strengthen them, Father God. Father God, they're at a vulnerable time right now in their marriage. Lord God, they're at the beginning, Lord God. And old Satan loves to sift at the beginning. Lord God, just like in our Christian life, he loves to sift. Lord, I pray tonight that you bless them and watch over them. Keep them safe. Keep them out of harm's way. Father, for the ones that are struggling tonight, bring them back tonight. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Brother Brent, get us tonight, brother.